I think some of you have a sense for the moment. Thursday night, I want to paint a picture for you. It's the NFL draft. It's the city of Detroit. And the Bears are on the clock, looking to draft their franchise quarterback. Caleb Williams is selected first overall, and the city of Detroit responds, not with boos, although I think there will be some. The city of Detroit responds with the Jared Goff chant. And I know what you're thinking, aren't you the guy that was policing this time and place? Maybe not a Red Wing playoff chase, but in the city of Detroit, with your number one overall quarterback's name being chanted as their number one quarterback is selected, chef's kiss. Welcome to Detroit. Welcome to this division. Welcome to Jared Goff's house. Booing alone, might not faze Caleb. Goff chants? Let's get under his skin a little bit. John, you think he's soft? Come on, let's play into this.
Oh, but there's no question. I think he's soft. And so, yeah, you've got to let him know this is not just Jared Goff's city. This is Jared Goff's division. You're welcome to play in it, but you're just going to be a participant, not a victor. And I think it carries over because a lot of us believe the Minnesota Vikings will be doing the same thing. They could also be picking in the top 10, if not the top 5, by trading 11 and 23 to get up there and some other assets.
Would you do the same if it's JJ?
Oh, hell yeah.
And you go, Jared this,
we're talking,
Goff.
We are now talking about the NFL. I know Mike has talked about this. I don't care who you played for. As a matter of fact, I like playing my teammates. Some of my best teammates were guys that were Buckeyes or Spartans because I know, or Nittany Lions. I know that they were prepared to play in the NFL. I know their background. I trust it, and I want those guys on my team. I want them playing for my team.
Are you guys on board with this? Because we need the city to show up loud. We need to take over the moment. It's not about Caleb. It's about Jared Goff. And I know some people will say, oh, come on. That's it's a bad look. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Some people may say it's bulletin board material. Who the hell cares? You're the Detroit Lions. You're not afraid of the Chicago Bears.
You're kings of the North.
Exactly.
This is a moment. And for all of those that, you know, if you're against booing, like this, Roger Goodell walks out, boom, all you want. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the shtick. He's owned it, and you can be as passionate about it as you want. But when, and other players, other teams, that's fine. If they're going to take a quarterback, number one overall, or number four or five, whatever, in their in division, hey, chant Jared Goff. It's not, the boo is just, like, it's been done, right? It's going to be done in the future. You can boo picks, you can do all this stuff, but do something very Detroit.
You know,
and chant your guy's name.
This exact dynamic was born in the Detroit Lions' first playoff win in over 30 years. It's not about the other guy.
Right.
It's about our guy. A lot of the talk that week was boo Stafford. He did get booed, and people will boo Caleb. But the bigger takeaway from that game is that was Detroit saying, we are rallying around our own. Our guy is good enough. On a day that is supposed to be about your guy sticking it to us in his return, or in the case of the draft, what's supposed to be your guy's crowning moment as he's anointed the franchise quarterback of the Chicago Bears, it's not about your guy, it's about our guy. And it's going to be about our guy twice a year for the rest of, you know, this era. 248-539-9797. Are you guys on board? Time and place. Jared Goff chants make their return Thursday night. Pick one. Caleb selected. And they can't even hear his name because Detroit from the stage to Hart Plaza to people hanging out in the river. Jared Goff. Are you on board? 248-539-9797. Is that the way we welcome Caleb Williams to the NFL?
It has to be. And it would be so Detroit. Like when the Wings were, you know, doing their thing, what did we hear at the LCA? We heard Jared Goff chants. We heard it in other places. Like this is the rallying cry, and it is no more appropriate than when a division opponent thinks they are getting a key piece to their rebuild. You boo at different times, but this one, you celebrate and you let him know you will always be second place.
248-539-9797. The early ticket text coming in. I just realized it's going to be an iconic moment Thursday when they announce the number one pick and Caleb is showered with booze. It's going to be remembered as the first moment of our rivalry in the Caleb Williams Bears era. Every time we play him on national TV, they will show this as part of the pregame.
Oh, yeah. They certainly will, because it needs to be loud, it needs to be proud, it needs to be definite, and this is a moment that will resonate for years to come because it is a division opponent twice a year.
Oh, now Cookies wants the Jared Goff
right,
chance.
Yes, I know. They're hitting us on Twitch, yes.
Time and place. Not a Red Wings playoff chase, but an event involving the NFL in the city of Detroit with a number one overall pick. Jared Goff is the number one overall pick who plays in the city of Detroit. Time and place, people.
Same sport, too.
Goff car flags on the way down?
Absolutely. Ticket Texter says, instead of Jared Goff, how about Charmin Soft?
All right, I was on board with you yesterday with this whole Goff thing or doing something besides booing. I actually think the opportunity here to get in his head is there. That text changed my mind, but it's not Charmin Soft. It's just like this, Charmin. If that whole play started doing that, and then we start calling him Charmin Williams, that's it. We can ruin him draft night.
Get in his head.
Charmin, that whole place.
And some people will go, well, come on, he's going to use this as fuel. Come on. John, you played so you can speak to this better. But I think Lions fans should have graduated into a level where we don't worry about if the other team's good because we have confidence that our team can back it up.
So in the first round, is it 10 minutes now or is it 15 minutes per pick?
10.
It's 10 minutes, yes. It's 10 minutes. And so I think this one starts when Goodell gets up there, you can boo him all you want, and he says, you know, officially starts the draft. However long it takes the Bears to make that pick, you are chanting Jared Goff or Charmin, whatever you want. I don't care.
I think Goff makes the most sense, but we could talk through this. Charmin Soft, booing, anything to kind of get and mess up the moment and kind of get into his head. Ticket Texter say, I hope we're not fueling the fire. That is the loser mentality from Lions yesteryear. We're not worried about fueling the fire because this team is atop the division and should be kicking Chicago's ass.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Okay, I'm not quite there, but I do have concerns that this footage will be used years down the line in a separate wing of the Lions Museum.
We can't be thinking like that anymore. We can't.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
And if it does, then it's our own fault.
Kings of the North. Yeah, and we were in the NFC Championship game. Where were the Bears last year? It's a rookie quarterback. You're supposed to be an ascending team. Act like you're the division winners. Act like you're supposed to be in the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. You go out there and own it as fans.
Ticket text coming in. Lions fans are so weird. The suggestion of chanting Goff's name is weird. You have one tiny piece of success and you start acting like you have the right to be cocky. Have fun finishing third in the North, losers. Bring it.
Okay.
Bring it.
Yeah. Did sign your name?
Didn't sign his name. I think we can tell who he's a fan of. 248-539-9797. I, Jim Costa, am proposing Jared Goff chance. And I think you guys would run with this. I hope that the city of Detroit would run with this on draft night for Caleb Williams' moment to be about Jared Goff, this division, this city. Welcome. That's how you welcome. You guys tell us if you got a better idea, but I think this is how we welcome Caleb Williams to the city of Detroit.
For 10 minutes. The entirety of it. And every time they go back and review, every time you see a clip of Caleb Williams, you start chanting Jared Goff.